Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is March 31st, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. UK government considers new regulations for ESG ratings providers. The UK government has released a consultation paper that focuses on the introduction of new regulations for providers of ESG ratings. Parallax Bank obtains US$10 million trade finance facility. Nigeria-based Parallax Bank has obtained a US$10 million trade finance facility from the African Export-Import Bank, Afreximbank. Walmart-owned PwnPay drops acquisition of fintech startup ZestMoney. Fintech platform PwnPay has halted its proposed acquisition of India-based buy now, pay later startup ZestMoney. Computop partners with Toll Collect. International payment service provider Computop has partnered with Toll Collect to handle the payment processing for the latter's Germany-based customers' truck tolls. Onbeez Send-to-Wallet augments mobile wallet provisioning for users. US-based fintech Onbeez has launched Send-to-Wallet, allowing users to faster add their card to their preferred mobile wallet. JCB rolls out Vietcombank JCB Platinum credit card in Vietnam. Japan-based payment brand JCB has partnered with the Joint Stock Commercial Bank for Foreign Trade of Vietnam to launch the Vietcombank JCB Platinum credit card. LeapExpert secures US$22 million MLN in Series A Plus funding round. Business communication platform LeapExpert has secured US$22 million in a Series A Plus funding round to drive U.S. market expansion and launch a SaaS solution for SMBs. Binance joins the FIDO Alliance and prepares to implement passkeys. Cryptocurrency exchange Binance has officially joined the FIDO Alliance and is gearing up to implement passkey technology. Cross River, Finclusive advance access to financial services. Embedded financial solutions provider Cross River has partnered with Compliance as a Service, CaaS, infrastructure provider Finclusive to advance access to financial services. Fortress partners MassPay to introduce global payouts. Fortress Web3 Technologies and MassPay have introduced a new global payout capability spanning over 175 countries and 70-plus currencies, including crypto. European Payments Council announces Giorgio Andreoli as new Director General. Etienne Goos will step down as Director General of the EPC from April 2023 after 12 years in the role. EBA Day 2023. Apply for the FinTech Zone now. EBA Day, the annual event for payments and transaction banking executives, will return on 20th to the 21st of June 2023 at the IFEMA in Madrid, Spain. 24% think UK banking industry is in a bad shape, YouGov. A YouGov poll has found that only 32% believe the UK banking sector is in a good state. UK Home Secretary Suella Braverman launches economic crime plan. Home Secretary Suella Braverman announced the second part of the UK government's economic crime plan at the Economic Crime Congress this week. Navigating the future, top digital payment trends to watch. In 2020, the line between the online and offline worlds blurred as the digital economy became the business norm. The pandemic ACC. Fabit partners with SEGHORN for financial education. Germany-based debt collection service provider SEGHORN has announced cooperating with financial digital coach Fabit. Carahsoft reveals new identity offering powered by Okta and Socure. US-based Carahsoft has revealed a new identity offering powered by Okta and digital identity verification solutions provider Socure. European Payments Council announces Giorgio Andreoli Director General. Etienne Goos will step down as Director General of the EPC from April 2023 after 12 years in the role. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.